When the last time we were up at Australian Reptile Park,
yeah,
zookeeper Dan, we asked him a question, right? Here we go.
Are you Ranger Dan or Keeper Dan?
Zookeeper Dan or just Dan. Yeah, but sometimes people say Ranger, but no, that's usually Ranger Mick, the old guy that works here, and yeah. I don't want people thinking I'm your son or anything like that.
Dan, what about on a Friday night? What are you then?
Koala Keeper Dan. Dolphin Trainer.
Well, I've just lost him on the phone.
Geez, you're having a day of it. I think he might have just got offended.
He may have. Anyway, we'll try and get him back.
Now he's
like, we were living in 2020, and with the coverage 2020 and the coverage of phones, isn't that great? Anyway, he's back. Zookeeper Dan, he's gone on to koalas full time. G'day, Danny.
He's down 5 days a week. Hello, Dan. Mate.
Hey guys, how are you? Yeah. Long time.
How's yeah, there? Really well. Are you up the park now as we speak?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm ready to work. I'm standing out in the cold for you. No worries.
That's good.
You're a Trojan. You are a Trojan.
He keeps the koala. What do koala baby koalas eat?
So actually, it's funny when they're really young. Obviously, they start off on mum's milk, but then they've got to go through this little process where they've got to adapt to eating eucalypt leaves. So to do that, they've got to eat a special excrement from the mum, which is basically pap. So basically, they've got to eat mum's poo,
yeah,
and then they can start eating the leaves. So it's kind of like a transitional stage.
Oh, imagine that.
A bit like Rob's cooking. I know this is really great news, Dan, because the Australian Reptile Park have announced you've bred 9 koala joeys since those bushfires, which is sensational, mate.
Yeah, and a lot of work goes into that. Koalas are very, very hard to look after. And obviously the tragedy that we experienced with the bushfires, this is a good news story. 9 little koala joes, which I'm pretty sure is a record for the park as well. So yeah, good work to everyone. And nothing's cuter than a joey koala on the planet, besides my girlfriend, of course.
Yes.
Nothing, but besides that.
Tick that box there, Dan. Well done.
I know she's listening, so I thought I'd throw that in there.
What's her name, Dan?
She's Dan as well. Danny.
Dan and Danny.
Well done. Good morning, Danny. Thanks
good
for listening,
morning,
Danny.
Lovely. So, mate, with the koala population at the moment, it's in dire straits, isn't it, really? How endangered are koalas at the moment?
Yeah, there's a lot of different information out there about the we know they're endangered. There's anywhere between 40,000 and 80,000 koalas left, I should say. That's a pretty small number. And if we don't do something right now, we will lose them. They talk by 2050. You know, that's only 30 years away. There could be no koalas. And I think if we lost our most iconic animal, one of the most iconic animals around the world, then what chance do the rest of our native wildlife have if we can't figure out how to save koalas?
And, Dan, if people rock up to the Australian Reptile Park, they can have a look at these 9 koala joeys?
Yeah, so when you go down into all the koala yards, all these joeys are starting. There's at least 5 that are really active, climbing out on mum's back, climbing out on mum's head. So when you walk down through the koalas, you're almost guaranteed to see one of the little joeys. So there's a whole stack down there. And obviously, we're open. Come and visit us. Beautiful weather. Get in before the rain this weekend.
Good stuff.
Wow. Paddy wants to borrow one and take it out on Friday night just to get some attention.
I'm sure I would. Imagine just walking down Terrigal Beach, little koala joey. Oh, no, I can't do that.
Okay.
Dan, and hope you and Denny have a little koala very soon as well.
Eh? Thanks, guys.
No worries. That's Zookeeper Dan for the Australian Reptile Park live up there this morning. Thank you, Danny.